found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Good afternoon. Welcome in once again. Jimmy B and TC on the air with you here with you on a Tuesday afternoon. Normally, it's a Hawkeye Huddle Tuesday. Not the case, though. The boys take their respite. They'll be back in August with more Hawkeye talk. They take the break during the spring and summer months after basketball and wrestling season finish up. Hopefully, we'll have some Hawkeye things to talk about as it pertains to the spring sports season with some baseball, a couple of fun runs over the last couple of years. But the guys, Dave Creighton Jr. and Brett Ridge, they take a break. That means he got me and Jimmy B for the next couple of hours, except for today as Jimmy B is on the road. What's happening, Brinson?
Hey, my man. Well, I'm just driving along here, so it's a good day. I'm just getting a couple of things done for work, and then I'll be back with you again tomorrow full time. You're stuck with me then for the 2 full hours.
Yes, I completely see what you're saying there. Stuck with you. That's one way absolutely to put it. So, Jimmy B, last night, a light slate of games. I had some CBI basketball in college hoops. I watched that for a little bit, had a little NBA. The Timberwolves took it on the Schnoz, but boy, we go from the NCAA tournament, the wall-to-wall coverage. Last week was tough. We had to wait till Thursday. Now we have to wait till Saturday, and well, I got to find something else to fill my time in the evenings with sports.
This is a killer. It really is. Look, I even flipped on the women's games last night, and the UConn game was over at halftime. They just destroyed South Carolina. And the second game, Notre Dame and Oregon, wasn't a bad game, was entertaining. Look, this is, it's like apples and oranges for the women and the men, where in the men we see a number one seed go down to a number 16 seed. That's just not the case ever in the women's game. The disparaging aspect of that is that five or six schools get all the great talent, and UConn gets the most elite talent, and then there's everybody else. So it loses any real luster until you get to the Final Four for the women's basketball. I don't know, Trent. Look, it's one of those things where you got, I know that you were upset. I saw your tweet about the Timberwolves, and I was thinking about you when you said on the show yesterday, well, they're playing Memphis. Memphis is terrible. It's going to be an easy Timberwolves win. Uh-oh. Somebody forgot to tell Memphis. Here's what I remind everybody when you're talking about professional sports, is that it doesn't matter how bad the team is in professional sports, those players are being paid to play. Just like your team, the guys on your team, they're being paid to play. So they're supposed to try to show up every game. It's impossible to be at your best for 82. You try to do your best each night that you play. But man, oh man, oh man, I could not believe, just like you, that the Timberwolves trying to hang on to that number 8 spot right now in the West, and then losing to the Memphis Grizzlies, who just, they're going to be in the lottery. And you're absolutely right about how disappointing that was for you.
Yeah, it's fine. It's the NBA. I don't get all worked up about it. And what's the deal? So they get into the playoffs, so they play Houston the first round, and they get swept 4-0. I mean, does it really matter? Does it really matter getting in?
Yes. Yeah. How long has it been since they've been in the playoffs?
2004.
Okay. And what is it now? 2018. It's 14 years. 14 years they haven't sniffed the playoffs. Yes, it does matter.
Yeah.
Yes, it shows that your team, well, you look at it differently. It shows that your team has made strides, that you finally accomplished something that you haven't been able to do in 14 years. You know, it's just like the Buffalo Bills. Look how long it's been since they were not a NFL playoff team. And then they got beat in an absolutely horrible football game in Jacksonville. Well, fans were just ecstatic that they finally made the playoffs again. So, it's apples and oranges. If you're if you just look at it like, no, okay, all right, fine, okay. But if you're a real fan of that team, you're probably pretty excited, even if they have to play Houston in the first round.
I just don't like watching them play. I mean, I get you know who drives me nuts? Andrew Wiggins drives me up a wall. That guy has so much God-given ability.
Yes.
He can score whenever he wants. He doesn't care on the defensive end, and that's part of the frustration. But maybe I'm just sick of watching this team already. I mean, it's not like I'm locked and loaded and I've watched all 72 games that they played to this point, or 74, whatever the number is, because that's not the case. But when I do watch them, I get so frustrated with them.
I can understand that. I mean, that's, look, you want to see them succeed. I can hear it in your voice, okay? And then when you had time, like last night, where you could indeed sit there, relax, and watch some of the game, and then they stunk up the joint. I get the frustration, but they are still in the eighth spot. And if they go on a little bit of a mini run, what have they got, 2-3 weeks left of the season? That's it. And then they hit the playoffs, so they probably have like 10, 12 games remaining. If they can hang on, you know you're going to be locked and loaded when they play Houston in the first round. You will, and so will other fans of that team just because they made the playoffs.
Any team that has Mario Chalmers, Ben McLemore, I mean, Memphis looks like it's the old Kansas Jayhawks trying to get back together. Mario Chalmers, Ben McLemore, Wei Sheldon on this team. I mean, what's going on over there in Memphis? You lose to that squad. It was so disheartening, so frustrating.
I hear you.
Long-time columnist up there, Patrick Royce, who I don't know, Jimmy B, if you ever cross paths with him when you're calling Vikings games, but Royce, he's a bit of a curmudgeon, right?
Yeah.
I think he put it very aptly. They've had something like 1,403 losses all time in franchise history, and there's about 1,400 losses better than that one last. Jimmy B, I understand. Yes, they're professionals. This is a Memphis team that is checked out. This is a Memphis team that is playing for lottery balls. In fact, somebody last night put it, who is this worse for? Minnesota fighting for the playoff lives, or Memphis trying to get more ping pong balls? Might even been a worse win than it was a worse loss on the Memphis perspective, because it's very tight on the bottom two trying to get those ping pong balls. But I was just incredibly frustrated. Maybe I'm out on the NBA. Maybe I'm just going to turn all my attention to the Twins, because I am excited about them, actually.
Well, you should be. Look, after what they accomplished last season, come on. This is going to be an interesting year. And I hope, Trent, that they don't suffer the slings and arrows of overconfidence, and I hope that this team does indeed, meaning the Twins, put it together for the great fans of them, so that they feel like they are in it again, and not just the team that's going to win 70 games and lose 622. Look, those you want to forget those games as quickly as you possibly can, and you always like to think, headed into a new season, your team has a chance. This year, I believe Minnesota Twins have a chance.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yes, they got a chance. And it might not be to win the division. I still think Cleveland is a cut above them, but they're right there to grab a wild card berth, get in there. It's a one-game playoff, and then you see what can happen. We've seen multiple teams make it from the wild card round all the way to the World Series, even winning World Series. It can happen, and it's going to be a fun one, I'm hoping, for the Twins there. All right, Jimmy B. So earlier today, Iowa State had their pro day. Joe Lanning in front of the assembled scouts from across the league. I believe 31 of the 32 teams were there today. And with it, it leaves the question, Joe Lanning, is he going to get a real shot at the next level?
I believe he will. And here's why, Trent. The Raiders scout, or whichever the Raiders personnel director was there, asked for Lanning not only to do what he was supposed to do on the pro day, but he wanted to see him run patterns and catch passes coming out of the backfield. So Lanning did that. Then the guy comes out and says, well, we're interested in possibly in using him as a fullback as well in our offense. I'm just saying that he has enough serviceable tools and can play multiple positions that I'm not so sure he'll get drafted, and if it is, it'll be fifth, sixth, seventh round. But he will be on an NFL roster when the camps open up in July. I have absolutely believe that he will be on a roster. He can do too many things. Those guys are hard to find, and he could play special teams. He could run a quarterback run for you inside the 5-yard line. You could use him like that. You can use him as a blocker. You can use him as a pass-catching fullback. There's a multitude of things that Joel Lanning and his gifted athletic ability will bring to a National Football League team. So I believe, yes, Trent, he will be on a roster when July camps open up.
I think he'll be on a roster somewhere, but it's one thing to be on a roster then, and it's a completely different thing to be there, even making the cut down to a 53-man roster and making that. And that's really what I'm getting at. I don't think there's any doubt that he'll be in somebody's camp this year. The
right
question becomes, can he make a team? And as a linebacker, I don't think so. I still think there are just too many things going against him. You saw him in pass coverage last year, Jimmy B.
Yep, I did.
He's not good.
I'm with you on that. But if he's a guy that you think can help your team down the line, okay, you put him on the practice squad. So he's a practice squad player. That way you get to work with him every day and you find out basically what he does best. And you know, injuries are a big part of the game when you hit that level. Somebody goes down, you got somebody you could go to the practice squad and plug in. I just believe that he may not be on a starting 53, but I believe that he will be at least on a practice squad someplace.
I believe he's going to have to make his hay as a special teams player. I don't see any team that's going to put together a package for Joel Lanning offensively inside the 5-yard line. I don't see that being a realistic possibility. And I still think he just has too much ground to make up learning the defensive position and, you know, understanding not just covering guys, but the depth that you need and those little things that you pick up. And when you don't play defense for 7 years, Jimmy B, it's difficult to pick those things up. He did incredibly well last year in the circumstances that were thrust upon him, but we're talking about another level. What you hope is he can find a role in that special teams, be a gunner, you know, be a guy on kickoff coverage, whatever it is. I think that's the most realistic possibility for him. I still don't see him sticking as an NFL guy, and I certainly don't see an NFL team saying, you know what, let's bring a Joel Lanning and we'll have him play a little linebacker and we're going to put together a package for him inside the 5-yard line. I don't envision any scenario where that happens.
I'm going to beg to differ because coaches now are really inclined to kind of looking at different things just to throw off defensive coordinators. Look, I'm not saying it's going to happen this coming season. What I am saying, though, is that if he doesn't make the 53, he will be on somebody's practice squad. And that's a great place to start, a great place to hone your skills. And then they get a pretty good idea if the guy is going to translate into being an NFL player after that.
Well, Jimmy B, we're going to let you go. Get out of here with that. We will talk much more tomorrow. So what are you doing anyway today? Why can't you hang out with me?
Just a little work here on the side. You know me, if there's a dollar or two involved, I got to get it done. You know that, Trent.
Well, this is your real job. I mean, you're just leaving me high and dry again.
What? It's real job? That's the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
All right, get out of here, you goofball.
See ya.
Jimmy B checking in from the road. That's what Jimmy B likes to say. He'll be back tomorrow with us. We come back on the other side. We got Kerry Miller stopping by. We're going to talk a lot with him on the Final Four, a look forward to what we're going to see. Also, maybe a peek behind the curtain to next year. I know Kerry had a bunch of teams that he was throwing out there, some under-the-radar teams for his preseason top 25. That will come out in a week, right after the national championship game, so going to pick his brain a little bit on that as well. As we come back here, take it up until 6 o'clock on your drive home, it's Jimmy B and TC, presented by New Leaf Wellness. Feel better together, maybe add a little bit of weight this winter. Hey, it happens. Been there, done that. New Leaf Wellness. I'm on a system right now, helping me control my weight, not hitting that lull in the late afternoon. The GAC and the MIC, Great treatment programs. They can help you out with so many different things. New Leaf Wellness. Give them a call today, 650-1358. That's 650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. They present Kerry Miller talking college hoops next on Jimmy B and TC.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
In 2017, the ARL impacted thousands of lives, not just pets, but people too. 6,940 pets found new homes. 199 animals were rescued from abuse and neglect situations. 4,227 owned pets received direct assistance through community outreach programs. And 5,456 ARL animals were spayed and neutered. None of this would be possible without your support, and we look forward to helping even more people and pets in 2018. To view the full 2017 Impact Report, visit arl-iowa.org/impact-report.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
Sponsored by Sprint. Get the new Samsung Galaxy S9 or S9 Plus right now at Sprint and upgrade to the newest Galaxy every year with their exclusive Galaxy Forever. Visit Sprint.com/Galaxy. Upgrade after 12 lease payments.
I'm Kevin Kugler with an NCAA tournament spotlight on the Villanova Wildcats. They entered the big dance with 30 wins, the Big East tourney title, and a number one seed. 4 wins later, they're back in the Final Four with hopes alive for a second title in 3 years. But first, an Alamo Dome duel with the other number one seed, Kansas. To make sure you don't miss any of the action, tune in to Westwood One's exclusive coverage of the NCAA Final Four right here.
This tax season, AutoZone has everything your car needs, like free battery testing. Now you can stop the second guessing and finally start your car with confidence. Whether it's just a loose cable or time for a new one, AutoZone will test your battery right on the spot, free of charge. And right now, get a great deal on wiper blades from AutoZone that can help you see further and drive safer. Visit any of our 5,000 locations nationwide, and let's get you what you need. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Please give it up for the termite.
So I was shedding my exoskeleton the other day. Realized the blinds were open. That's embarrassing. Anyone here tonight from the Caloturmitidae species? No? No? That's too bad. Because all of my next jokes are drywood related.
Termites aren't funny. $5 billion of damage each year is nothing to laugh at. Visit Orkin.com to schedule an inspection and get 15% off.
Get a true cinematic experience with the Dell XPS 13 powered by 8th Gen Intel Core processors and featuring new Dell Cinema technology. With Dell Cinema, you'll get incredible color, immersive sound, and smoother streaming so you can bring all your binge-worthy shows to life. It's everything you love about the big screen, now on your laptop screen. Because if it's made for a cinematic experience, it's made for Dell. Visit Dell.com or call 1-800-BUY-DELL. That's 1-800-BUY-DELL.
Washer Systems of Iowa, blasting grime and saving you time. At Washer Systems of Iowa, we have an experienced factory-trained service department and will work on any American-made pressure washer. Washer Systems of Iowa, featuring Mighty M industrial pressure washers. Mighty M, built in Iowa, number one in Iowa. Washer Systems of Iowa. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines or online, washersystems.com.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we believe in honest work, a fair price, and work we stand behind. And our 10-year workmanship warranty proves it. We know roofing. With our one-day get-it-done approach, we're known as a roofing machine. Call Wolf Construction for a free estimate at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. At Wolf Construction, we take your roof personally.
Guys, Trent Condon here again for New Leaf Wellness. Warm weather is going to be here before you know it, and if you added some pounds during the winter, New Leaf Wellness can help you. Great treatment programs designed specifically for you. I'm on the GAC and MIC. It has helped me not just lose weight with my energy level, no more lulls in the afternoon. Give them a call today. Set up a free, no-obligation consultation. 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358. Let's feel better together with New Leaf Wellness Centers.
Well, it's that time of year again, tax time. Not all tax firms are the same. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. Not only am I a tax pro, but a certified financial planner as well. We can discuss tax savings ideas and financial services when we meet. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. Give us a try. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Take it up until 6 o'clock tonight. Trent Connan running solo this afternoon. Got a myriad of good guests coming your way, including our next one, Kerry Miller from Bleacher Report. He is their national writer on college basketball, and he joins us right now. Kerry, what's happening?
Trent, I'm doing pretty well. I think you must know me if you're leading me in with a two commercials about weight loss and financial planning. You know my plans for April.
it's going to change very quickly, but you already got a jump start on things. I saw on Twitter, I believe last night, you're working on your top 25. What, I'm going to guess that's going to be posted 2 hours after we finish up the national championship next Monday?
Yeah, and I don't know why we do that. We should post it like today, and then we could be the authority on it. But
yeah,
Now everybody wants to run it an hour after the game ends, and then they just get lost in the shuffle. But yeah, I got to use this week of no games to start preparing for the off season.
Well, wanted to, in fact, start right there. We'll get into the Final Four. We'll talk about the brackets. We'll get into all that. But wanted to just kind of get your overview on some teams, some surprise teams, maybe next season. Kansas State's going to return a ton out of their run to the Elite Eight. Big 10, Big 12-wise, as it pertains, Iowa State, obviously very important here in this market. Some of the teams that, on paper, you like next season in the Big 10 and Big 12.
Yeah, both Iowa and Iowa State do stand out as teams that could have, you know, really rebound seasons. I think Iowa, I ended up looking at all of the teams that finished in the KenPom top 100. I think Iowa just barely made the cut there, and I saw they've got pretty much everybody coming back, so that could be huge for them. I mean, obviously this was supposed to be a better season than it ended up being, and then Iowa State, that was a very young team outside of their grad transfers, so you know, getting the second year out of Wiginton could be huge for them. But two other teams in the Big Ten that I think are going to be back in a big way are Maryland and Wisconsin. I would not be surprised if they are both in the preseason top 25, or I guess at least the way too early top 25 that we see around the internet next week.
Couple of teams certainly to keep your eye on going into next season, and you're right. Yeah, both Iowa and Iowa State anticipate both those teams will be better. A lot will depend. Lindell Wiginton expected to come back, and for Iowa, Tyler Cook, if he makes a decision to come back. Both those guys don't seem like they're going to be draftable guys, but a lot of times anymore, that doesn't matter. Some guys are just ready to move on, Gary. You've certainly seen that a lot throughout the years.
Yeah, you never know. I mean, I generally will look at Bleacher Report's Jonathan Wasserman. I think he's a pretty good mock drafter. I'll look at who he has going in the first round and assume those guys are leaving, but there are always one or two of those guys who do surprise us by coming back. We already know that Daniel Gafford at Arkansas, he was a borderline lottery pick. He's decided he's coming back for a second year, so that'll be, you know, a big one, similar to a Miles Bridges or a Robert Williams. He should be at worst, like a second or third team All-American heading into the next season. And then, like you're saying, there's always like a couple of dozen guys who, even though they're not first-round picks, they end up leaving. So, you know, between the way too early top 25s and when the actual deadline is for draft declaration, a lot will change. But you know, we got to go through the song and dance of giving you the way too early top 25s anyway.
And it's going to be interesting because now the coaching carousel has really started up today. Chris Mack making the move to Louisville. There's dominoes that fall afterwards. But also coupled with that, you're going to have, Kerry, an opportunity with the FBI investigation, what happens this summer, a lot more than we're used to, possible dismissals happening in the summer, moving parts happening there. Are you geared up for maybe an odd summer compared to what you're used to?
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, when the news broke, whatever, October, you know, I figured it wouldn't have that much of an impact on this season. I figured it would make this off season very messy. I mean, obviously Chris Mack thinks things are going to settle down at Louisville if he took that job, but I think there are going to be a lot of dominoes falling as more reports come out. But, you know, I really have no clue. a lot of it's focused on Sean Miller at Arizona. That's the big name that everybody's kind of keeping an eye on with all the FBI stuff, but I think, you know, several programs were implicated. We'll see what else comes out this offseason. It's going to be a messy summer, I think.
Talking with Kerry Miller right now from Bleacher Report, taking a look at college basketball. Well, let's get into what we have remaining. No, we're not going to break down the NIT with you, though I'm sure you could. I watched some CBI last night because I had money on it and I have problems. But we're here to talk about the Final Four. Let's start with the first game. Michigan against Loyola, the Loyola story, it's been fun. Sister Jean, Porter Moser, a guy that's never finished better than fifth in a conference until this season. Now he's got a team in the Final Four. Start with the Ramblers. Just your thoughts on this story. And, you know, the conversation that's been out now the last couple of days, if you and I would have got them, the Panthers would have knocked them off in the quarterfinals of the MVC tournament, and they had them on the ropes. We probably wouldn't be talking about Loyola even in the NCAA tournament, yet here they are.
Yeah, I don't even think it's a probably based on where they were seated. They were below all of the four play-in teams. I think they were even behind San Diego State, if memory serves. So, you know, they weren't going to be in, even though they were a good team all season long. I mean, they had that great road win over Florida back in December. They only had, five losses during the regular season, and three of them came with two starters sidelined by injury. So when they've been healthy, they've been great. It was always a good chance this would be a Cinderella story. I had, before the tournament started, I thought they could be an Elite Eight team, but I figured they'd be running into either Virginia or Arizona or Kentucky at that point. So I never thought they would be a Final Four team, but really incredible what they've done. And what I love most about it is that you know, they play that pack line defense. They play a lot like Virginia does, and they made the Final Four, you know, a week and a half after everybody said, oh, Tony Bennett's never going to be able to make a Final Four with the pack line defense. Like, it works. It's just a random tournament. You never know what's going to happen, but it's been a great run, and it's been great for people who don't really care about college basketball to have something to root for with Sister Jean. Like, my wife could not care less about the sport that I cover, but she's rooting for Grandma Gryffindor like her life depends on it. So I think that has just been a nice little change of pace this year.
Well, we're in the exact same boat. My wife is a football fan, not so much basketball, though. So these are some lean months in conversation during the winter months. And, yeah, she's jumped on this bandwagon, though. She's all about Sister Jean and makes it good. Then we can watch a lot more basketball, which is always a good thing. Michigan, on the other hand, people considered them a dark horse, though a three seed. Playing good basketball. I'm just continually mesmerized. John Beilein at 65 years old looks at it, realizes, look, we're not good defensively. Our 1-3-1 at times had been effective, but I'm going to bring in a defensive guru and hand the reins off to them, reinventing yourself at 65 years of age, a tip of the ball cap to an all-timer in John Beilein.
Yeah, I mean, that's right up there with, you know, Coach K embracing the one-and-done in his late 60s and winning a championship with that. I mean, just completely revamping how you win games. Before this season on KenPom, I mean, going back to West Virginia and his time at Richmond, which was over a decade ago, he had never had a top 30 defense in adjusted defensive efficiency. And right now Michigan's number three. I mean, this is not what we're used to seeing out of Michigan, but, I mean, he's really made it work. Obviously, you saw in the game against Texas A&M, when they are thriving on offense, they're almost unbeatable because their defense is so good every night. It's just the question for Saturday is which offense shows up, the one that scored 99 against Texas A&M or the one that scored 58 against Florida State 48 hours later. I think that's the a huge unknown, and Loyola will definitely test them with their pack line defense.
Going to be difficult, going to be a fun, intriguing matchup, but it is just the appetizer for the nightcap. Number one versus number one, Kansas going up against Villanova. Villanova, a lot of people's pick. I didn't see a whole lot of people, though, that had the Jayhawks winning it all before this tournament began. Certainly a different Bill Self team than what we're used to.
Yeah, it seemed like more people had Duke and Michigan State winning it all from Kansas's region, and like hardly anybody gave Kansas much of a shot at the Final Four, let alone a title. Mm-hmm. But here they are, and you know they're playing their best basketball right now. I mean, that game against Duke on whatever Sunday, I can't believe they were able to slow down Bagley and Carter as much as they did. I mean, some of that just is an indictment on Bagley for not being able to take advantage of being guarded by Svi Mykhailiuk. But man, they've really figured things out. You know, there were points in this season, even the last game of the regular season, they lost by 18 to Oklahoma State. Like, it felt like this was not a good Bill Self team. Like, it didn't seem like a real title contender, but they've really put it together. Getting Silvio De Sousa to be a real contributor off the bench was such a huge thing for them, because even before the season began, I thought the main Achilles heel for Kansas was going to be front court depth, and now they have some, so they're looking a lot better.
You know, I got a kick. I was reading earlier today, Kerry, your article at Bleacher Report, just talking about kind of a capsule of every team, how they got here, everything, and you had their Achilles heel for each team. For Villanova, your Achilles heel is something they can't even control. Opponents shoot 75% from the free throw line. I think that shows you just how good this Nova team is.
Yeah, it was really hard to find anything. The only other thing that stands out on their KenPom profile that's like well below the national average is their free throw rate, but that's more of a product of, you know, they don't draw fouls that much. They don't commit turnovers a lot, so they get a lot of shots off. Their field goal attempts, the whole the denominator for that ratio isn't, you know, as low as it is for some other teams. But yeah, for whatever reason, they just seem to foul guys who hit free throws. I don't know if they can much control that, but really hard to find anything to complain about with them. I mean, before the tournament, they were number one in my power rankings, and you know, their biggest strength was three-point shooting, and their biggest weakness was three-point shooting, which even at the time I was like, well, this is kind of stupid, but if Villanova is going to lose, it's probably going to be a game where they really struggle from the three-point line, because that has been their bugaboo in the tournament three of the last 4 years. But they had that game against Texas Tech, and they survived it. So I think they are clearly the team to beat. They've had games throughout the season against Seton Hall, against Providence late in the year, where they proved they can win with defense when those shots aren't falling. And that really hasn't been the case for them in years past, and that's what makes them so tough to beat this year.
All right, last thing. This has been my go-to question for our national correspondents. Which of the four remaining coaches is cutting down the nets ultimately on Monday night the most important to? Porter Moser, Beilein, Self, or another one for Jay Wright? Who would it be most important to, maybe their stature in college coaching?
Huh, that's a good question. I would probably go with Beilein because he should have won one in 2013. We can argue about whether Michigan actually was the national champion now that there isn't one for that year. But you know, they were one Aaron Harrison buzzer beater away from the Final Four the year after that. Last year they were close, lost by one to Oregon. Like, Michigan's had so many like last year they were supposed to be the team of destiny with that whole, you know, the plane crash and winning the Big Ten tournament, playing the first game with practice pennies. Like, it was such a great story, but they weren't able to finish it off. I think this would just be such a great, you know, final, not that he's retiring or anything, but like a capstone for Beilein. But runner-up would be Jay Wright, because I think that would cement him as, you know, he doesn't often get mentioned along with the Cal Perrys, the Krzyzewskis, the Roy Williams, but two titles in 3 years. They're already the winningest four-year program in NCAA history. Like, that would really be quite the feather in his cap.
Good stuff. Hey, Kerry, always good catching up with you. We'll track you down soon, start to take a look at that preseason top 25 for next year, and turn the page to what has proved to be an interesting offseason coming up for you. Thanks for your time today.
Sure thing. Thanks for having me.
Kerry Miller joining us here You can find him on Twitter as well. Find the link to his articles. Part of Bleacher Report does a great job over there in his capsules. Great read getting you ready for the Final Four. We're coming back on the other side with a whole lot more to come, including a look at Iowa State. Pro day today for the football team. Joel Lanning goes through the workouts, runs a 40, does very well there. Alan Lazard catching passes. Some other names as well out of that senior class. We'll get into that and a whole lot more. Alex Halstead joins us next. It's Jimmy B and TC.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Hey, honey, I'm going to the chicken coop to watch the tournament.
Whoa, wait a minute. Our team didn't make the tournament.
Yeah, but, you know, my second favorite team did.
Oh, really? And who's that? Let me guess. You're in a pool again, aren't you?
A couple of them, yeah. Gotta go. Bye.
It's tournament time, baby. No need to flip channels to watch the game. The Chicken Coop has all the games from every network on every TV. The Chicken Coop. Serious about food. Serious about the tournament.
On behalf of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention Iowa chapter, thank you for your support in 2017. The Central Iowa Out of Darkness Walk at Ankeny's DMAC campus raised over $75,000. These funds allow our local volunteers to create and maintain support groups for those who have lost someone to suicide, implement education programs in colleges and high schools to prevent suicide, and advocate for new legislation to strengthen mental health care in Iowa. Please check afsp.org/Iowa for more information on our 2018 fundraising events, including campus walks and out of darkness walks across Iowa. The American Foundation for Suicide Prevention Iowa chapter, online afsp.org/Iowa.
Sponsored by Shell. Get the feeling of being rewarded with gold status at Shell with the Fuel Rewards program. Download the Fuel Rewards app, join, and start saving 5 cents a gallon today.
Tonight's forecast going to be cool and quiet out there with areas of fog developing, a low near 30 degrees. After the morning fog, skies becoming sunnier. It's going to be warm and dry with a high of 62 on Wednesday. I'm Local 5 Chief Meteorologist Brad Edwards.
Ice, snow, sleet. You deserve a reward for suffering through another Iowa winter. And you'll find that reward in a Manitou pontoon boat from Malone Motorsports in Monroe. Yeah, it's not boating season now, but it is the perfect time to get ready for it. Your winter will be easier knowing you have a new Manitou Performance Pontoon from Malone Motorsports waiting for you this spring. Manitou's new patented V-Tune technology makes these pontoon boats move like no other. It's one of the reasons Manitou is the only pontoon manufacturer to earn the honor of being a USA Water Ski endorsed water sports boat. It's not a question of whether or not you can pull a skier, but how many skiers do you want to pull? Manitou, the first company ever to crush the competition, sweeping all three categories in the Mecaner Pontoon Barrel Races. See these amazing Manitou pontoons for yourself at Malone Motorsports. Malone Motorsports, just minutes east of Des Moines in Monroe. Online, malonemotorsports.net, or call 888-MALONES. That's 888-MALONES.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness. Give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
The Rookie is Central Iowa's leader in sports cards, collectibles, supplies, and memorabilia. The Rookie has a large selection of vintage and modern-day sports cards from brands such as Topps, Upper Deck, and Panini. Whether you're starting a new collection or building your own, The Rookie has all your needs from football, basketball, baseball, hockey, UFC, and more. It's time to collect. Stop by The Rookie, 9992 Swanson Boulevard, right across from the Willis Auto Campus, and online at therookiesportscards.com.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
Are you in the mood for real, classic, homemade Italian food? Well, I have the spot for you. It's Villaggio. Two locations. The newest location in Urbandale, 2675 100th Street. The original in Norwalk. Classic dishes like cavatelli, spaghetti, lasagna, and vodka rigatoni. Top-notch pizza and awesome sandwiches. A great happy hour and Italian done right. Villaggio.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. It's Jimmy B and TC. Here's Jim and Trent.
Welcome back, Jimmy B and TC. Trent Connan running solo this afternoon. Right now, we're going to talk some Cyclones with Alex Halstead from CycloneAlert.com. Alex, I was telling you right before we came on the air here, was in the bookstore over the weekend, Barnes & Noble over on University Avenue, free plug to them, and sitting right in front of me in the sports section, it was the book that you co-authored with Dylan Motz a few years back. Again, tell us about that book, and Cyclone fans looking for maybe some summer reading coming up here in that long wait till we get back to football season. Tell us again about that book you guys put together a few years back.
It's 100 Things Iowa State Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die, and a collection of, you know, it's 100, you know, obviously different sections, and it's a combination of players, games, moments, and things to do from throughout Iowa State history. I think it's been a little while now. I think probably 2.5 years and longer since we wrote it, but I want to say we interviewed, I think, 37 people for it, you know, from Fred Hoiberg to Jeff Hornacek to guys like that, you know, from throughout Iowa State history to put it together. So it was fun to put together. It's been a little while. It's good to hear from you that it's still in the bookstores and stuff like that. And someone actually tweeted at me recently, they were taking it to Mexico with them. So it's kind of interesting to think, you know, it's only been a couple years, but interesting to think that people are, you know, finding it still. And then I guess that's good to hear.
And you also authored a similar book on the Twins. Is that right?
Yeah, it's the same series, 100 Things Twins Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. And the same idea that actually came out first. I did that one, and then kind of wanted to do the Iowa State one, having covered them, you know, then for now it's been more than a handful of years. So did both of those. And the Twins one's actually been updated. There hasn't been a ton, as you know, to update it with
right.
lately. But, you know, obviously a few things have happened since it originally came out, I think, 2011. So they start Thursday, and you know, maybe in the future years there'll be more to update that one down the line too.
Well, Alex, I'm going to say one of those 100 things, maybe number 101. I think you and I need to make our way up to Target Field for a game together. What do you say?
Yeah, that'd be cool. For Christmas, I got like a little, I guess they sell gift cards now, like Twins gift cards.
Oh, nice.
So I have Twins gift cards to use on tickets or whatever in the stadium. So I definitely have to make it at some point this season.
Well, keep your eyes peeled. There might be some news here about somebody in Central Iowa bringing the radio broadcast to the airwaves. That's all I can say right now, but might be happening. It's in the works at the very least. And getting the Twins back in the market here certainly would be a good thing. But we're not here to talk Twins, though we'll sprinkle it in certainly during our conversations during the summer. We're here to talk about the Cyclones. You just made your way back from Ames. Iowa State Football Pro Day. Certainly the headliners, Joel Lanning, along with Alan Lazard. Let's start with Lazard. Didn't run the 40, ran very well over in Indianapolis. I think a surprising 40 time out of him to a lot of scouts that were out there. He stuck by that one. What'd you see from Lazard today, and give us a little bit of feedback of some of the things you heard?
Yeah, so like you mentioned there with Alan Lazard, there's really nothing he could do today. You know, probably take another step. It was just, you know, the biggest question, and he said this, the biggest question since his season has ended and the NFL process has started has been his speed. That was the number one question from NFL teams. And like you said, he kind of put those questions behind him at the NFL Combine, ran a 4.55 in the 40-yard dash. And he said today that, you know, there were some teams that thought he was going to run in the 4.7s or around 4.8. And so for the fact that he ran a 4.55 compared to those numbers, he says he feels like he put those questions to rest. And that's the biggest thing he needed to do in this process to, I think, cement himself as maybe in the middle rounds. And he did it at the combine. So he didn't run it today because the only thing you could do is probably run a worse time, you know. And so it doesn't make sense to do that. And so today was mostly about pass catching and route running. And he did do a couple other things, a couple other drills, the cone drill. And I think he did the vertical jump again and the broad jump and things like that. But didn't do the 40-yard dash and didn't do the bench press, which he had put up 17 reps at 225 in Indianapolis as well. So he didn't do those two things. But you know, he ran a lot of routes and, you know, caught passes, obviously, and things like that. And the main thing, I think, was just getting a little bit more face time with NFL scouts and kind of continuing to show, you know, that route running, which they can already see that on game film, but that was the only thing he really had to do today because, you know, he has already shown that speed in Indianapolis.
So Lazard seems pretty cut and dry, third, fourth round, a lot of places. I personally, you know, with what he has done, that size, we've seen it. We know, certainly, Alex, what kind of dynamic playmaker he can be. I wouldn't be shocked to see him slip into the second round. How about you?
Yeah, I was thinking about that today. You know, what is his ceiling? And the ceiling we've heard from most NFL people, I think Todd McShay, maybe after the combine, I think, like you said, I think we know what he can do. I think he opened a little bit of eyes at the combine, you know, to some of those national type people a little bit more. And they've been mentioning third round seems like a ceiling. But all it takes is to find the right team to really like him. And that's one thing he talked about today was, you know, he was asked, because one of the things about him, I think, going into Indianapolis was, is he a tight end in the NFL? And he said that it's a mix franchise to franchise. He said there are franchises that want a big-bodied wide receiver, so they see him at receiver. And he said there's some franchises right now that have told him they really need to get a slot tight end. And so some franchises see him as a tight end, not necessarily a blocking tight end, but a slot tight end that maybe still split out wide. So either way should be a pass catcher. But I think that's one thing is where does he fit? And if he finds the right franchise, you know, maybe he could show enough to slip into the second round. But right now, most of those experts, and it's not really an exact science, this draft stuff, because you never know what team's going to fall in love with the guy, seem to have him third or fourth. And, you know, I was trying to think about the best case, which right now I'd say third, and I agree with you, maybe he could slip a little higher. I was trying to think what's the worst case, and I think, you know, outside the fifth round, I think maybe he's starting to drop to areas he doesn't want to.
From there, we go over to Joel Lanning. Lanning went through a full workout as he was not invited to Indianapolis. I'm still surprised by that, Alex, that he didn't get an invite.
Yeah, he was asked about that, and he said that he was upset, he said, for a few days. He said he thought that he had worked hard, you know, to put himself in position to go to the NFL Combine. He did say after today he's not mad about it. He did get a, you know, show what he wanted to do, but he said it did push him a little bit to work to really prove himself in this one opportunity he had in Ames, and he PR'd on most stuff, so you could kind of see that a little bit.
So what did you see from Lanning? Sounds like he ran pretty well, better maybe than some people also anticipated there. At least put himself in position. Look, it's going to be difficult for a guy that's only played linebacker for 1 year. You're not sure how it translates to the next level, I think, to be drafted, but at the very least, he's going to be on the radar for a free agent deal, you'd have to assume, for a lot of teams.
Yeah, that's the big thing is maybe he slips into the sixth, seventh round. You never know what might happen there, but I don't know. Nobody can expect that necessarily, but you know, maybe that's where he could fall. But for sure he's going to get some kind of rookie camp or something. He's going to go to some sort of camp, whether it's rookie camp or training camp or both. So you're still working out for teams trying to, you know, be an undrafted free agent at the very least. And so the thing with him today, you know, he did do everything like you said. He ran a 4.76 in the 40, which would have been like 20th or 21st out of 27 linebackers who actually ran at the combine. So it's, and those linebackers at the combine, you know, the people who invited him obviously consider that the top crop of linebackers. So he's right in there in terms of the 40-yard dash time. The thing that impressed me was actually the bench press. So it's at 225 pounds, and he benched 26 times at that, which would have tied for fourth at the NFL Combine among all linebackers. And who knows what these different numbers mean. I think they probably mean different things to different people and different teams. But his PR was 24, and he did 26 today, again, tied for fourth at the Combine, had he been at the Combine. So he at least put numbers up that are in the same category of those linebackers. It's just a matter of what did teams see him at that position. And actually, that was probably the most intriguing thing to me today was not 26 or 4.76 in the 40, although I think both of those numbers were good for him. it was that when he got there today, the Oakland Raiders, he had no idea, but when he got there, the Oakland Raiders said, hey, we want you to work out at fullback. And so he did it. You know, he said he went through it all. We saw him catching passes as a fullback. And I think that's what's intriguing is, you know, he said that's the only team that so far that's mentioned fullback. Every other team has mentioned linebacker. But I think that's the same type of thing. One team might fall in love with you, and maybe you do get a chance.
So other names to keep your eye out on for, you know, Cotton Moya is a guy that before the injuries hit him, such a talented player. A lot of things that were going on, had a suspension in there. So you just wonder, again, probably not draftable, you wouldn't think, but at the very least, he's going to get a shot at least in somebody's camp, right?
Yeah, I think he's the type of player, and I think the biggest question with him for me is injuries. You know, and no fault of his own, he was injured almost, I think, at some point of the last 3 years, and he's a safety that comes down and hits hard. You know, he's not anywhere close to near as good as Bob Sanders was, but he reminds me of that in terms of, I think Bob Sanders had a lot of injuries just because he hit so hard and had that safety position coming downhill. I think that's the same kind of thing for Cotton Moore. He got hurt so much just coming and tackling and the shoulder issues. And I think that's the biggest question probably for teams is if his medical is clear out, I wouldn't be surprised if he gets some sort of shot. Like you said, I think he'll for sure probably go to some sort of camp. You look at Jomal Wills last year, was an undrafted free agent from Iowa State as a defensive back. A lot of teams liked his speed. Was with the practice squad with the Eagles, then he was with the practice squad with the Patriots, and he was actually in Minnesota for the Super Bowl. Didn't dress because he was on the practice squad, but you can stick with those sorts of teams if you can showcase your skill set. And I think he did fine today, but that's going to be the biggest question for me. And I think NFL teams is, you know, what do his medicals look like? And we don't have those details like they do. The other guy that would have been interesting, I think, was Trevor Ryan, and I'm not saying he was going to, you know, come out today and all of a sudden become an NFL draft pick, but just in terms of showcasing himself, I think today he could have run a 40 and really impressed people with track. I mean, he runs track. He's a sprinter. I think he would have impressed teams with the 40, and he didn't have any drops last year, according to PFF College. I think 47 targets or 59 targets, caught 47 passes, and none of them were drops. And so he maybe could have impressed teams, but he didn't work out today because he's a foot injury. So he's a guy that maybe could have went to a rookie camp too and impressed just because of his speed, which, you know, sometimes teams love that stuff. So those two guys, but, you know, Cotton Moore, I think the big thing is the injuries, and Trevor Ryan didn't get a workout, and 31 scouts there today, and that would have been a good opportunity for him, so I'm sure that's kind of a bummer.
Good stuff. As always, CycloneAlert.com is the website. Alex Halstead, the man over there. Alex, as always, thanks for your time, and win Twins this year, right?
Yeah, well, hopefully they start off on a good foot Thursday. We'll see how things go, but at least they made some additions down the stretch.
Looking forward to it. Good stuff, Alex. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, thanks, Trent. Talk to you later.
Alex Halstead, 24/7, SportsCycloneAlert.com. A good man and a good Twins fan as well. Always love talking with him. We got an hour in the books. We still got another hour to go here, though, on the program. Coming next hour, we're going to talk about those Minnesota Twins. Had an opportunity earlier today to talk with Chris Atterbury from the Twins Radio Network. We'll kick off the hour with that. More baseball talk as well with Zach Reimer. Also, John Bonenkamp on the Hawkeyes. All to come. Hour number two of Jimmy B and TC is next.
It's Tiki Barber
and Brandon Tierney.
We are Tiki and Tierney, giving you the big scoop on all the games. Afternoons on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG. Boom.
If you're a small business owner, you know how important it is to keep good records. We can help. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. Bookkeeping, payroll, sales tax reporting, as well as income taxes. Everything you need to be successful in running your business. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. You do what you do best and let us do the rest. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
When you hear Washer Systems of Iowa, you think about pressure washers. The Washer Systems of Iowa does so much more. industrial floor care equipment, waste oil heaters, water heaters, accessories and parts, washers, used equipment, along with repair, preventative maintenance, and operator training. Selling and servicing commercial cleanup equipment for 29 years, Washer Systems of Iowa. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines or online, washersystems.com.
Sponsored by Serta. It's the Serta Spring Into Comfort sales event. Don't settle for comfortable. Get Serta comfortable and save big today. Visit Archer Home Center in Adel or SertaRetailers.com.
Ready for some mouth-watering slow-smoked meats, homemade sides, and made-from-scratch desserts? Witch's Smoke and Barbecue and Brew serves all of their meats fresh from the pit, Texas style. But once they sell out for the day, they are out for the day. Located on the west side of busy Highway 17 in Luther, Iowa. Online at witchessmokingbbq.com. Witch's Smoke and Barbecue and Brew. If it's legal, they'll smoke it. Come on out for lunch, dinner, and drinks. Plenty of room for big groups, great option for kids, and outdoor seating available. Come out and join them on the patio this spring for some great barbecue. Witch's Smoking Barbecue and Brew on the west side of busy Highway 17 in Luther. Catering and takeout options available. Online at witchessmokingbbq.com. Witchessmokingbbq.com. Witch's Smoking Barbecue and Brew is this week's sweet deal. Get $50 worth of Witch's Smoking gift certificates for only $25. That's a sweet deal. There's a limited number and they're sure to go fast, so get yours Friday morning at 9 a.m. at 1700kbgg.com.
Napa Know How.
Does your car pass the most scientific method of inspection ever, the smell test? If not, Napa has select cabin air filters for 25% off, which will help keep your car smelling great. Because after all, just because it's invisible to the eye doesn't mean it's invisible to the nose. Cabin air filters, now 25% off. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 3/31/18.
Hi, Tom Baudette. Ever notice how some places use fancy words just to make things more expensive? Like calling anything handmade craft or using aioli when they just mean mayonnaise. Well, at Motel 6, expensive words aren't really our thing. Our thing is clean, comfortable rooms at a great low price, so you can get a good night's sleep that leaves you feeling as fresh as that massaged kale salad. I'm Tom Baudette for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you. Book online at motel6.com.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Hey, it's Trent Condon here from Jimmy B and TC. If you've been talking and thinking about improving your health, I have an idea for you. Do what I did. Call New Leaf Wellness. My weight had been increasing, my endurance during workouts was waning, and I was just feeling sluggish. New Leaf Wellness put together a program to help me lose weight, improve my energy, and they can do the same for you. Call New Leaf Wellness today at 515-650-1358 to schedule a free, no obligation consultation. That's 515-650-1358.